Hollywood Mocks Democrats' Embarrassing Iowa Caucus Disaster. By Jerome Hudson on February 4, 2020. The Iowa Democratic Party was on the receiving end of a nationwide roast and was mocked by several left-wing Hollywood figures. After Monday night's caucus results were delayed for hours in what the party said was a coding issue found in the app used to record votes. The party used a voting app developed by Shadow, a Democrat-affiliated technology company. As Breitbart News reported, the outfit is run by Gerard Niemeyer, who served as director of product for Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign. Additionally, former Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook was part of the Project Defending Digital Democracy, DDD, an initiative aimed at protecting elections from cyber attack, that tested the app ahead of the botched caucus. Caucus precinct chairs were given access to the app before Monday but started noticing issues right away. Party officials issued a statement Tuesday morning, attempting to explain the botched process. While the app was recording data accurately, it was reporting out only partial data. "We have determined that this was due to a coding issue in the reporting system," party officials said in a Tuesday morning statement. While the mockery online was swift, actor Bradley Whitford called the process embarrassing and warned if Democrats aren't good at democracy, we'll lose the future our children will have to live in. "What the hell is going on in Iowa? These are 150 people in a room and they can't count the votes. God help us in November," said actor Albert Brooks. Of course, it didn't take long for the "there's an app for that" jokes to pour in. Brooklyn Nine-Nine star Chelsea Peretti and actor George Takei obliged. West Wing actor Joshua Malina asked Iowa Democrats on Twitter what kind of day has it been? Impeachment, American Crime Story star Billy Eichner chimed in, saying, "Look, if they're desperate and depending on an app for results, the gay guy is at a major advantage." Actor-comedian Michael Ian Black suggested that it's easier if he decides who gets to be president. Actor and hardcore Bernie Sanders, DBT, backer John Cusack said, "Well, write down the results on paper, hand them to the fucking man." A similar point was made actors Jeffrey Wright and Patricia Arquette. Kathy Griffin demanded her followers to calm the F down and recall the debacle the Obamacare website crashing was. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump celebrated winning the Republican caucuses in Iowa on Monday night, in which he secured 97% of the caucus vote. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.